Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Why wait until Friday to start your weekend?
Go ahead, start right now.
You're thirsty now, and 93.7 The Ticket is here to help you stock up.
Just in time for the weekend when I like to hit the clubs.
Time to broaden your horizons and try some new wine and beer. It's Thirsty Thursday with Kevin Meyer from Meyer's Cork and Bottle.
Ooh, there it is.
It's a hot one. It's been a hot one. We got to drink some cold bevvies.
It was a wet one last night. Pause. Paul, clicky for stricky.
Clicky for stricky.
Yeah.
Had to do it.
Little white.
Little chilled white.
Little tangy.
Right. I think we're going to do that first because if you follow something sweet with a dry wine, it just doesn't jive. It doesn't set up too well. You know the drill about brushing your teeth and drinking orange juice? That's pretty much the similar effect that you're going to get. So we're going to start with the wine here. You want to take one down, pass it around?
Thanks, Ricky.
99 bottles of wine on the wall.
He definitely can get this pass.
The dulcet tones you hear, by the way, Kevin Meyer, Meyer's Cork and Bottle. Welcome in, Uncle Kev.
What's happening, fellas?
How are you in the homestead after last night?
We had some down branches, nothing heavy. Felt pretty blessed. Didn't lose power. Did lose power at the shop, though. I was there working about 4:45, maybe 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Power went down. It was dark. I just locked the doors because I didn't need any ne'er-do-wells coming in, some funny ideas.
Does any refrigeration or anything?
No, we had nothing. No credit cards, no computers, no refrigeration, nothing. So I locked the doors and I sat there in the dark for about an hour and I said, it's not coming back on. So I locked up and just went home and we closed early yesterday.
Does anything get hurt or hindered when power's out too long over there at the shop?
Definitely not ideal, but as long as you leave everything closed up, it will retain its temperature for long enough that nothing's really gonna, nothing's really gonna get spoiled unless you bake it. So, you take a bottle of wine, leave it in a hot car when it's 100 degrees outside. Yeah, that's gonna be a problem. Now, if it warms up to room temp, that's certainly not a problem. That happens just in freight along the way, especially for imported goods. They put them to the exporter. They put them on a boat, or a plane, or whatever else. They land them. They go through customs. Then they get shipped to the warehouse or clearinghouse, and they get shipped to another warehouse, and they get shipped to us. So they're more resilient than what you give them credit for.
Okay, let's play a fun game of who's brought more bottles of alcohol through customs, Tricky or Uncle Kev.
Legally or illegally?
Legally. All of them are legally, of course. I know why you asked that question.
Here's the thing is that I never bring anything back. I only bring it with me.
To the vacation.
To wherever.
Home.
Yeah. Okay. If I'm going, out of the country, I'll take, I've got a 6-pack shipper. Mm. And so I'll take 6 really nice bottles of wine, put them in my check bag.
Unbelievable.
and then go through customs.
It's unbelievable how sneaky you are, Uncle Kev.
Well, and then they asked, do you have anything to declare? I'm like, did you see anything? Because if you didn't see anything, I'm not saying anything. So that's just the way it goes.
I do that with my cigars.
Yeah.
Like, if it's something so that sneaky. They don't...
We take the bands off if they're Cubans.
I take the bands off. Yeah. Like, nah, we good.
Yeah.
It's regulars.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same stuff. It's just, you know...
Basically. One has a band, one
has a name.
Politics. It's politics.
Fair enough. All right, what are we drinking here, Uncle Kev?
Well, we're going to start with my overall favorite Sonoma winery.
It's actually pretty good.
Stricky just chugged that. Let me fill you up here, buddy.
To the face.
Pause. To the dome.
Pause.
So,
I thought we had a good day, Stricky.
Yes!
He was just a little thirsty, that's all.
I guess. Yeah,
it is thirsty Thursday.
That's right.
I was a little thirsty.
So, this is probably overall my favorite Sonoma winery, just in terms of bang for the buck. It's called Ferrari Carano. Obviously, the guy's Italian. Made his money in casinos. He was a billionaire. And so the winery was like a passion project for him. And I honestly believe if he were anybody else, that the wines would be double the price. They're that good. And this is a Fumé Blanc, which is the same thing as Sauvignon Blanc. So why change
why
the name?
Fumé? What is Fumé?
Fumé literally means smoke. And they get the term from a wine region in the northwest part of France called the Loire Valley, where they make a wine called Pouilly Fumé, and literally means smoke because the valley gets covered in a blanket of fog every day until the sun rises up enough to burn the fog off.
I thought you were going to say he was very Catholic, and this was an homage to electing a new pope.
No.
Okay.
Nothing to do with that.
It's actually really good. It's
but we could get into that because there is a wine in the southeastern part of France called Chateauneuf du Pape, which means new palace of the Pope.
Oh.
And they literally built the city to attract the Pope out of the Vatican to get him to spend more time in France. Hmm. Another day. But so Fumé Blanc and Sauvignon Blanc are the same thing. And back in the 70s, Sauvignon Blanc was considered a lesser varietal. Chardonnay was sort of the kingpin. And... Robert Mondavi had what he felt was the best Sauvignon Blanc vineyard in the United States, but he wanted to discern his from everybody else's. So he took the term Fumé from Pouilly Fumé, where they grow Sauvignon Blanc in the northeastern part of France, and called it Fumé Blanc. And people went, wow, this is cool. This is different. And it's really good. And, you know, because there was no rules to say he couldn't do that. Well, now some producers will do that at Ferrari Carano. They do. These are $20, clean.
What?
$20.
20?
Every day.
Damn.
Great, just really nice flavor, mild, not without character, goes well with a variety of different things. You can do it with a fruit and cheese tray. You could do it with a good smoked salmon would be good with something like this. Any sort of light fish, any shrimp cocktail, any of that sort of thing would be great. The other night, my wife and I did some grilled chicken breast. Fresh tomato out of the garden, a little mozzarella pearls, and then some fresh basil, and just, you know, good summer fare. Something like this would be perfect with that. Oh, and a little balsamic glaze.
Yeah, this screams summer to me. Summer wine, especially chilled. Room temp, yeah, I mean, you still get the flavor profile, but I think the chilling it brings.
I prefer
chilled.
With a white wine, you pretty much have to. I mean, there are some that you might... enjoy more like cellar temp, which basically cellar temp is 55 degrees. If you're to dig a 20-foot hole in the earth, it wouldn't matter whether it's 100 on the surface or -0 or -5 on the surface. Mm-hmm. 20 feet down, it's 55 degrees all the time. And so the idea is that you want that consistency when you're aging a wine. That's what a cellar does. It provides a consistent temperature. So sometimes wine people will drink their wine cellar temp, whether it's white or red. To me, when it's this hot, you almost can't get it cold enough. But, you know, I'm also not looking to have my mind blown with complexity and detail. And I'm not looking to break this wine down by varietal and terroir and all those other things. I'm just there to enjoy it with whatever I'm having.
That is the perfect way to do it. I am a tally in on this wine, not a tally out on this wine. So that's how it works.
The dad puns.
Austin?
You know, Austin?
Austin,
am I getting
there? Yeah, he's there.
You have not been a dad for that long, and
almost 10 months now.
Fully embrace the dad vibe months. Culture.
It's yeah, true. No way it's 10 months.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Connection is a healthy and essential aspect of our daily lives. From a warm hug after a hard day to kind words just when we need them, these gentle moments give us an understanding of life's true meaning. But when the ability to connect is interrupted by the hustle of daily life and to-do lists pile up next to the worry of who needs school supplies, sometimes making decisions about our health and the well-being of our loved ones can take a back seat. When it comes to those we care for, vaccines are one of the greatest public health success stories, and along with other measures, are one way to help prevent certain diseases. At Merck, we envision communities where families, healthcare providers, local organizations, and advocates work together. Health equity happens when every person, regardless of age and ethnicity, in every community, has fair access to healthcare, including the vaccines they need. For more information, please visit whyvaccines.com.
10 months in less than a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time flies.
He's moving. He's crawling.
Yeah.
Stricky, how old are your kids?
Zach on the ninth turn this month, have birthdays. Zach turns 25. Livy turns 21. And then the baby's December. December 7th, she turns 17.
Gotcha.
They're 4 years apart.
Nice.
Consistent.
I did that on purpose.
Mine are 4.5 years apart. A little
oh,
over.
One getting the heck out of her.
Yeah.
The other one
right,
coming
right.
in.
Yeah. 28 and 23, almost 24. So it's, yeah. You know, it's being an empty nester feels pretty good.
So, wouldn't know.
What we're having, yeah, you got a little ways to go yet, brother.
Did I say Glacial Till?
Glacial Till, a watermelon cider.
Ooh.
Because, I mean, we're in watermelon season right now, mm-hmm. and so why not make a watermelon cider?
Oh, it smells like a watermelon Jolly yes. Rancher. I want to drop one of those in there right now.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it sure does. This watermelon's big on the man. Nose.
Oh. Oh.
Unfair.
If you don't go pick it, this is not even right, bro.
That's too good.
That don't even make sense to be that good.
And it what
it's
really doesn't
cider?
Make sense,
is it a
it's a cider. Yeah, so yeah. It's made with apples, but then they add some watermelon to it. Wow. And the fact that it comes in at 5.5%. That's
don't patty.
I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble.
Don't do it.
That those would disappear quick.
Mess around, be sleep.
The you know, pro tip with watermelon: squeeze some lime juice over your watermelon with some salt.
Oh, phenomenal!
Oh,
we used to eat it with salt. Like we didn't do that, but we would eat it with salt. Like we would eat our it's the sweet
salty watermelon.
I know it's a flavor enhancer. Like I get it.
It's
but...
no, bro. It doesn't make sense. Like what it looks like. It's kind of like Chef Bob. When Chef Bob comes in here with the freaking waffles and he throws some combination on it, like you're like, what the heck? It tastes amazing, bro.
Well, it's like salted caramel. That's the thing. So the sweet and the salt, the salty watermelon is a thing. And then you fresh squeezed lime juice over the top of it. It's like a sorbet. Oh, and it's a game changer. It is delicious.
I haven't done that, but I might have to try that.
You have to try it.
That's all it is? Lime juice, salt, watermelon?
Yeah, fresh squeezed lime.
You're going to be surprised at how good it tastes, bro.
Oh,
like just the salt tastes amazing with the watermelon for me. But
me too.
Adding that extra, I might give it a shot.
That's a game changer.
Seedless or seeded watermelons?
I like seeds, man. I don't like synthetic stuff.
I
think with a seed, you know, at least came from the ground.
You can grow seedless watermelon, but they've been genetically modified to not have seeds. But I like to be able to bite into something and just chew it and not have to spit some of it out, you know, unless I'm chewing sunflower seeds. That ritual.
But that's the purpose.
It keeps me awake.
I just use it
while
fork.
I'm driving.
I just use a fork. And I just.
Oh, slice.
Oh,
out.
Fish them out.
The seed. Yeah.
Yeah. That, you know, that's the way to do it.
Old school way. Now, see,
this is old school. So.
Old school way, Uncle Kevy, because your boy is going back to Alabama next week. Well,
boy, that's
this
delicious.
Weekend.
Yeah.
But
hey, he's getting honored in his hometown.
Yeah,
like,
no kidding.
Yeah. Opelika's
finest. Meet the mayor, and it's going to be pretty cool.
You are the mayor.
Oh, I don't know about
in Alabama.
That. Yeah, I was born in Auburn, Opelika. They're like two towns.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So. And how old were you when you left?
Seven.
Seven. And then is that when you moved to California?
Great Falls, Montana.
Montana. So give me the lineation of Strickey's path. So Alabama, Montana.
Getting into a little trouble. So I can't explain what the trouble was here. Mom sends me to dad. He's in the Air Force. He was at that time second lieutenant up in the silos in Montana.
Okay.
And because he was in missiles. Then we get transferred 3 years there. We get transferred to Vandenberg Air Force Base, where he was the evaluation squadron. So he was teaching other missileers how to be in the silo.
Vandenberg is where?
Is Lompoc, California.
Okay. So that's knew you had a Cali stop.
Just north of Santa Barbara.
Okay.
You know,
Central
Santa
Coast.
Santa Maria. Yeah, Central.
Yeah.
Then from there to Offutt. That's where it's... That's
and that's
where,
how you end up in Omaha. Interesting.
Yeah.
All
that's
right.
The road.
Was your dad being military pretty strict?
No question. But I also had a lot of independence because he was a single dad. So obviously he had to go TDYs. He had to do a lot of stuff.
Sure, sure.
You know, there was a lot of times we laid money down and Streaky had to get on in Clicky. Had to ride the bike and go. A lot of freedom had to ride the bike. But it taught me, a lot of that taught me, Uncle Kev, I had a great imagination. So I'd go out and I'd be playing on the basketball courts like by myself, like I'm playing a full game. But I had a lot of imagination.
You get a lot of mental reps.
You know, that's how I was good, like at different sports. Like I'd throw the baseball against the wall and field it as if I was, you know, in my mind, I'm on a field.
Right.
But I would pitch and I'd have to throw it to a specific area.
Right.
If not, it was a ball.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did a lot of that growing up. Me and my brother made up all kinds of different games. One of my favorite in the summer was we'd take some roofing plastic and put it down. We'd play a game called double play. So we had one guy at the front end of the roofing plastic, another guy at the end of the roofing plastic, and they would throw the ball back and forth, and you'd have to time it to try to steal the base. Mm. And so, but you were sliding in like a slip and slide, essentially. Mm. But I mean, that's, we if we could make up a game, we would, and we did, yeah. And that's how we entertained ourselves. So, but I probably taught you a lot of independence.
It did.
Yeah.
It did.
Good.
That's why I don't mind being by myself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind being at home solo.
I can feel that. Time like my, that. My wife, she's a librarian, so she's had the summer off. She filled up her tank. I believe she said it was June 2nd or June 3rd. And she still had half a tank last week. She hasn't left the house all summer long. Yeah. So, but she finally went and got some gas yesterday, I think just for something to do. I'm not sure why.
This is good for me, or I'd be inside a lot.
Yeah. All right.
Stricky, you got a jaunt to get from your old stomping grounds in Lompoc to Ferrari Carano Winery.
I got a what?
You got a jaunt. Long trip.
Yeah?
6.5 hours.
Well, that's not too bad.
The Ferrari Carano's in Sonoma.
I'd have to go to Santa Barbara or to LA to fly. Like, that was the hardest part, is flying from Lompoc. Because Santa Maria was not big.
Right.
Like, I'd have to go to, we would go past Santa Barbara because it was just, the best flights. Well, we go down to Ontario. Like, Dad would take me all the way to LA.
LA, or San Diego, or you got to go all the way up to San Francisco.
Yeah.
I mean, not a lot of airports in between.
No.
Oh, and actually, it's not that bad going north. If you're leaving from Lompoc, it's only 5 hours, but coming back in, it'd be worse.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Just because of traffic?
Yeah.
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 I mean, California's a mess. No thanks.
Crazy. No thanks. Miss me with that one.
Unless you want to fly into Oakland.
This is why they all get helicopters, because it's like
Clay Thompson on his boat.
There you go. Get in the water.
Whoop, hey, can't use that whoop. In Dallas, though.
Not at all. Mm.
No. Especially not during hurricane season.
Yeah.
No.
Good luck. Kevin Meyer, Meyer's Cork and Bottle, as always, appreciate you. Thanks.
Fellas, thank you. Appreciate it.
13th and South, make sure you go check him out. We'll turn it over to DP and Jay for Old School next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.